You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of two Q&As ahead of Game Week 30. We're 7 minutes late, and I take none of the blame, Sam Bonfield. It's all your fault.
Well, I've been at Max's school because he had a performance this afternoon, so I went to watch that. Then I realised I hadn't had any lunch, so I've been trying to eat some lunch, which I've still got here.
Excuses.
Then I realised I hadn't posted a link. Then you hadn't sent a link. Oh.
I did set up late, but in my mind I send you the links and you joined instantly, and you were
That's what normally happens. Normally, yes. I'm sitting at my desk chomping at the bit waiting for you to send me a link.
Now you're chomping on your lunch.
Today I was still kind of and I was sort of faffing because I got in late from school, and then I was like, oh, I need a tea, I can't stream without a tea, so did that. And then I was like, oh, I'm hungry, why am I so hungry? Oh, because I didn't have any lunch. So here we are, and as the screen wiped back, I was still finishing putting my lipstick on.
Yeah, I know. It could have been a lot later, so just know that, because Sam was not prepared for this. James C, where's the host at? Exactly.
It's like, we're here now.
Yeah, where the girl's at, but it's like, where does the host at? Yeah. I need to stop trying.
Tidied up my room. Look, normally I like tidy all this stuff up. Like, there's a bottle of perfume there, my lip gloss is there.
Oh, like, it's absolute carnage in your
ass.
I
know. I do feel like you show more of my set in this than normal.
One day I'll just get, like, the whole background just being, like, your background. Because quite a few people ask me as well, like, what's on my bookshelf and stuff.
Turn my little light on.
Books, mostly. Whoa, look at that. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
I don't know why I'm behaving like this. I've clearly gone mental.
we've lost it. I mean, it's the first Q&A in the end central break. I haven't even thought about FPL for a week. So
Have you not really?
No, I haven't even played. I was going to play the wildcard chip. I haven't even pressed the button.
Very disappointing.
Have you pressed it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Pressed mine on Saturday while Spurs were still playing. I was that raging.
Okay, well, I was going to do it, and then I chickened out, and now I'm like 0.6 down in value. So it's going well. Delia says, great hair day, Sam. And Yelena says, your hair looks lovely.
Oh, well. Guys, my hair, I have had it done this week. I don't know if you can see from here. It's slightly pink. I had some more pink put in it this
slightly
time.
Slightly pink? Okay.
Yeah, but I've been having it put through it for a while, but okay. I'm getting blonder and blonder. So this week you're gonna
like Rapinoe?
No,
she had pink hair for a bit, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, but no, that's not the plan. But no. I'm getting so old, as my hair's getting so grey, that I was like, I've got to do something about it, because the dark hair and the grey just are not the one. So we're going blonder and blonder. So this time it's the blondest it's been in maybe ever. And every time I have a few bits of pink put through it, just because it makes me feel young.
Yeah, well, that's all you did. You're as young as you feel.
I mean, and if the girls are liking my hair, then, you know.
Cameron Starr says, as you look FF. What's FF? Is that good? Freaking fit.
I had a
thanks,
swear
Cameron.
Word.
It wasn't an insult. It doesn't
you
mean
you always
look great.
You always look great.
Oh, stop it. You won't like this one, though, Sam, from Tobo Pat. As you can catch, Sam, half that rank in weeks. I'm coming for you. Red Arrow on a free hit, Sam. It's not good, is it?
I nearly swore them.
15 points, was it?
Do you know? Would you like to hear my funny
can't
tale of woe?
24 points like me. Oh, I'm just saying.
Would you like to hear my Max got 26? My Max. 26. Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear my tale of woe?
I'd love to. That's why we're here.
Okay. Here we go. So, my team was set all week.
I get some like tiny violins playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get some tiny violins. Get the orchestra. I need a whole orchestra, actually. Not just a tiny violin, I need a whole orchestra. So I made no changes to my free hit team all week. I was happy with it. I left it. It was fine. And then on Saturday morning, this is the trouble with a later deadline. I blame the late deadline. On Saturday morning, I get up. I take Evie. So our gym does these art classes on a Saturday morning. She loves it. So down we go to the art class and I'm sitting in the lounge quite happily having a cup of tea. And then Spurs tweet their graphic for match day and it's got Timo Werner on it. And in that moment, my whole world fell apart because I was like, why is Werner on the graphic? They only ever put the players that are starting on the graphic. Why is Werner on the graphic? I've got Brennan Johnson. And in that moment, my FPL life, just went mental. So
match day graphic ever represented who's playing?
Does normally with Spurs. Normally it's the starter. So okay. I normally pay quite a bit of attention to the match day graphic. So when Werner's on it, and as not just as one of the little players, as the lead player, I'm like, oh my God. Mm. Can't have Brennan Johnson.
Well, Johnson didn't do anything. How bad could this get? It
gets worse. Okay. So I decide, okay, I'm gonna get rid of Johnson, and instead I'll get Morgan Gibbs-White. So I do this.
Yeah, good.
Right?
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, good. You'd think, right? So then I think, okay, well, I don't want to go in without three Spurs, so I'll get Pedro Porro.
Sure.
Fine. So I get Pedro Porro, and then I think, okay, rather than playing Gibbs-White, I'll play Manise against Spurs. This is going great.
Whoa. Right?
So I pick up Evie. We leave the gym. I'm happy. I'm settled.
And Muniz is in the starting lineup.
Muniz is in the starting 11. Oh. And I'm thinking, this is great. Then we go to Watford shopping. So we go, get into the shops, quite happy, walking around. Max says, can I look at my team? I'm like, yeah. He's looking at his team. He's got Morgan Gibbs-White in the starting 11. He's happy. We're all happy. He's playing Muniz. Fine. Then I stupidly did something I never do. Because you know I don't like Twitter.
Mm.
I don't go on Twitter. Don't like it.
Mm.
For some reason, I decided to check whether Elanga was starting.
Mm.
And in that moment, I took out Morgan Gibbs-White.
Mm.
I put in Elanga and decided I would play Elanga over Muniz.
Mm, no. So Gibbs-White was on the bench?
Yeah. So I did a lot of movement around. But so basically what then happened...
Sounds like you made multiple last-minute moves.
In the last 5 to 10 minutes before the deadline, I moved everything around, which resulted in my best point scorer being Reguilón with -3. Like, the only one that returned anything was Reguilón.
Does that count as return?
No, of course it doesn't.
Yeah, you had zero returns from
I had
your...
no returns. I mean, it's just a disaster, as the whole thing
Mooney's
is a disaster.
First bench, Soufal second bench with 7, Taylor and Kaminsky.
As your good lady said to me on Instagram, I'd have just been better off to keep a Stupinian.
Yeah. Oh dear. Well, I mean, I had a great week. I don't know what the fuss is about. 24 points for me. I had one return, and that was from a Burnley defender. Boom. Didn't play Reguilón. Loved it. Great week. 50k green arrow. Absolutely taking it. Yeah. I mean, that is bad. We should probably take some questions, Sam.
Yeah, let's stop talking about my team. Let's go. Yeah. Let's talk about other people's teams.
Trouble is, we haven't got any questions. So if you could all drop us some questions, that'd be great. There's no questions.
Surely Delia and Yelena have got some questions.
There are zero questions for us to take. Oh, we got one. Sting in the tail. Keep and play Foden and Watkins or get Muniz and Salah for a hit. I love that question because if I don't wildcard this week, I'm debating Watkins and Foden out for Muniz and Salah for a hit. So I would love to know your opinion on that move.
Okay. this is hard.
Sam, from last week when you were giving me one word answers, you're now giving me bloody like...
Silence.
Essay. No, essays. Right. Here we go. As she undoes the scroll of...
I'm in such a weird mood today. I don't know what's the matter with me. I apologise, everyone who's watching this. What do I think about this? So I think Salah and Muniz do really well this week. Both have got really nice fixtures. Sorry, yep. I know that they're playing against Brighton, but It's a nice fixture for Salah. Fair. It's a great fixture for Menez against Sheffield United, so that's great. I also do really like the fixture for Watkins, though, this week. Like, I'm thinking about holding him for one more week. I'm wildcarding, but I'm thinking about keeping him one more week just to have him for this game against Wolves and then moving him to somebody else the week after. The selling Foden this week, I don't mind, because presumably you would be able to bring him back at some point later on if you so chose. And it just is one less person to be bothered about during that game again between Arsenal and Man City, which feels horrendous. So I probably would do this, but I wouldn't want to lose Ollie Watkins this week.
It's one of those moves that, like, looks decent on paper, but Watkins and Foden are both absolutely incredible players. And even though... Exactly. So it comes with, I think, especially for a hit as well. Like, you've got Foden and Watkins who you both need to not do anything. And with the form they've got, is that likely? You've got a Fulham striker who, okay, has been absolutely incredible, but it's still a Fulham striker. He's not yet in the same bracket as the other three in terms of that kind of consistency. And then you're relying on Salah to do something big. I think if you're going to captain Salah,
yes. I might.
Yeah, I think I'm still favouring Son, I think, against Luton. So I'm leaning towards you're going full on Salah. He's been injured for a while.
No. So I'm going to I wouldn't captain Son because I'm going to be there. And whenever I've gone to Spurs this season, we've lost.
You're very full of the infographics are always right. If I go to, you're very superstitious today.
Today I feel like I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Salah is the best captain this week.
Against the mighty Brighton. We step it up against he got two goals against us early in the season, but he was not in that game whatsoever.
One but you're not penalty. In the game and he still gets two goals.
Yeah, I know. We imagine what we can do when he's in the game.
Correct.
To be fair. Yeah, no, he is a good option. I don't hate the move. I think it's a coin flip. I wouldn't back Mooney's and Salah definitely getting more than 4 points over Foden and Watkins this week.
I guess the other thing here is, when's the wild card coming? Because if you're taking a hit this week for this, but then you're going to wild card next week anyway, then I probably would be less inclined
Let's take a quick look at wild card teams, because we put a couple.
Oh, hello. Is this mine?
Yes, this is yours. Areola and Raya. Doggy. Oh, okay.
Can I just explain some of this? Is that all right?
Yeah. I was going to read out the team, and then you can.
Yeah. All right then. Go on then.
For podcast. Areola, Raya, Doggy, Gusto, Sabani, Saliba, Lascelles. Palmer, Salah, Son, Saka, Gordon, Muniz, Haaland, Watkins.
So, Areola, to be clear, is just there as a placeholder until we get some fixtures, because he's not going to double. I'll get someone who's going to double in 37 when I want to play my bench boost in that place. But he's just sat there for now because I don't see the point in... Hello? We're moving screens.
No, sorry. There's a reason.
Oh, there you go, Harry. Oh, look at you. All the tech on the go.
Okay.
when the doubles get announced, hopefully soon, then I'll swap the Areola pick at that point. But for now, I just left him there. The others, Udogi and Son, are there temporarily for this game against Luton, and eventually they'll become Foden and probably a City defender. But again, all of this is very much based upon when we see some doubles, because the plan is not to hold Watkins for much longer than just for this week either.
Yep.
But again, it's just... he's just there still because I do like the fixture this week. So a couple of transfers with it and it feels like it might be all right.
Because, I mean, my team at the moment has Haaland, Watkins, Palmer, Son, Saka, Gabriel instead of Saliba. So probably six of the 11. My defence is the concern. This was the wild team. This is the wild card team that I put together.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So quite different to yours.
Two Chelsea.
Yeah, because they've got two doubles, haven't they, we think. Well, at least one double and potentially another double as well. Neto in goal, De Sassi, Castagna, Gusto, Son, Saka, Palmer, Salah, Haaland, Darwin, Solanke. I mean, a lot of them is quite similar. I mean, I noticed yours didn't have Solanke. You're keeping Watkins over Solanke. I find that interesting. Because they're more than likely going to have the double in 34.
Mm-hmm. I don't want him. You saw what he did in the double last time. Missed a penalty. It irritated me. I think I'm going to have... Well, so I'm going to have Watkins for this week. I could then... I don't really think I want to go back to Solanke again. I'm quite happy that I don't have him. I want to go to Darwin from Watkins. That's the plan. I don't think I'll bother with too much. Depends on what that rest of that double looks like and if there's anyone else doubling, I suppose, as to what I do. But no, I just don't think I'll have Solanke. That's why I've kept Zabani, because he can sit on the bench otherwise. But I'll have him for the double. But I don't think I'm going to bother with Solanke.
Yep, fair enough. And just a shout out to Scout, because they've got a very useful thing here.
I know,
I've got all the graphics today. Yeah, guaranteed two double game weeks. That's right. Chelsea have two guaranteed double game weeks, which is why there's investment in them. Absolutely useless, but they do have two double game weeks coming up.
They do.
This is all done by Neil, I believe, who's amazing. Follow a Scout legend. For all this. Guaranteed one double game week and may get another, a Brighton and Spurs. So again, good. Good to keep your Spurs assets. Brighton, I think that with the fixtures the way they are, probably a team to avoid. The teams that are guaranteed at least one guaranteed one double game week are Arsenal, Bournemouth, Palace, Everton, Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Newcastle, Sheffield United, and Wolves. I believe it's Arsenal, Bournemouth, maybe Liverpool, Sheffield United, who they're saying are potentially going to be in the 34 double, but obviously we haven't got any confirmation of that yet. And your teams you want to be kind of getting off at the moment are Villa, Brentford, Burnley, Fulham, Luton, Forest, West Ham, because they haven't got another double game week coming. So if you're planning on wildcarding, you want to be filling up your team with teams with at least one double game week coming up. Although Fulham have got a really nice run of fixtures till the end of the season. So,
well, that's why Manis is nice, because he's the eighth anyway, so you can just use him when you need him and you don't bench him when you don't.
It's not like us to like get overexcited about double game weeks and ignore players with good single game weeks, is it? Who would do that?
I mean, I bought him in.
We've got loads of questions now, Sam. Loads of questions.
You see, I think you were worrying about nothing. People just wanted me to get out of my ranty, weird mood, didn't they? That's all. They were like, let's wait for Sam to calm down and then we'll ask the questions.
Absolutely. We're going to take three quickfire ones because there's three good quickfire questions.
Are they all from
here.
Harry?
Nope. Harry asks us questions. He doesn't need us. He's much better.
He's much better than us.
He's a manager than us. Asim Khan, best game week 30, captaincy, Son, Salah, Palmer. Or Darwin. Darwin is probably a bit of a stretch.
I think I'm on Salah.
I'm on Son. So,
but I also think Palmer is a really good captain, I would just say.
Home to Burnley, he's definitely getting something in that. I think they're all going to get something, aren't they?
They'll all get something. It's just who gets more.
Yeah. Agreed. John B, would you replace Foden with Bruno Fernandes?
Who have Man United got this week?
Brentford away.
That's quite nice this week. And they will double... No,
I wouldn't. I think City have got Luton home soon, haven't they?
Yeah.
As well. Good fixture.
I just think, all right, it's one bad fixture for Man City, but then after that, you'd want Foden, wouldn't you?
I like this question from Basler FPL, because it's the people who have got these players on, you know, not on free hits. They've actually transferred in players like Gibbs, Wyatt, Tony. They've got decisions to make this week because they've got all the players that let us down. You got to play.
I must admit, I was so happy when I opened my app and Reguilón didn't appear anymore. I was like, thank God for that.
Imagine being stuck with him. To be fair, Gibbs White did all right. Would you play Tony or Gibbs White this week?
So Tony's got Man United. I'll play Gibbs White.
Is it Brentford v Forest? No. Who have Forest got?
Forest are home to Palace. And Brentford are at home to United.
I'd play. That is tough. Tony has been awful for ages, but
so bad.
I think I'd. But Gibbs White hasn't been great apart from one assist. I think I'd play Tony.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't think there's much in it though.
I'll play Gibbs White.
Okay. Nick Giordano says, "Do Virgil van Dijk and Huang? What's he still doing in your team?" Amazing. It's like me early in the season when you were looking at my team and being like, why have you still got Reece James? It's been like 9 weeks.
It's been 9 years and you still had Reece James.
Virgil and Huang to Gusto and Salah, or Adoghi and Huang to Gusto and Salah. So it's basically, would you sell Van Dijk or Adoghi for Gusto, essentially? We'll take a hit either way. I'll do Watkins to Darwin in game week 31. Also, would you buy Salah this week?
Oh, yeah, because the second Salah move is for game week 31. Because you'd keep Udogi because of Luton.
I wouldn't want to get rid of Van Dijk with the fixtures Liverpool have got and the double. So I think
it's a nice differential as well.
Yeah.
I think Udogi you could afford to sell after the Luton game.
If you sell Van Dijk this week, next week's going to come round and you're going to want to sell Udogi and have Van Dijk back. So.
Yeah. So either you sell Udogi this week and just get Gusto in now and accept that Spurs probably don't keep a clean sheet, by the way.
Yeah, you could just do it this week.
So you could just do the Udogi out thing this week and accept if Spurs do get a clean sheet, then he gets a clean sheet and that's what it is. But probably they don't because we don't.
But you're
normally
getting Gusto in ahead of Burnley at home.
But you're getting Gusto in for
I'd
Burnley.
I'd do it. I'd do
so
it this
I think
week.
I'd just do that move. Yeah. I'd hold Virgil and I'd just sell Udogi this week.
I agree. James C, bounty or double decker?
Oh my God, a bounty all day long.
Oh God, no. That's,
they are my favourite.
Bounties.
Oh, I love a bounty. Do you not like a bounty?
I don't really like coconut like flavoured stuff. It's
I
just
love coconut. I do like a double decker as well, but bounties, if you want to win my heart, bring me a bounty.
Bounties are like lowest tier chocolate. Yeah, I've said it. Yeah, you know, like they get them in the, is it the celebrations or
are
the?
You suggesting
the
that I'm kind of cheap then that I'll have my heart won by a bounty.
Yeah, you dress up with your nice hair, but deep down you're a
I'm a chav, basement is that what dwelling, you're
yeah, chubby bounty eater.
When the celebrations come out, the first one I eat is the bounties.
Oh, they're the ones that always get left to the end of the box.
What? We could live together. We could coexist quite happily together, you and me.
Why are you going to be eating a bounty when you could have the Maltesers?
Oh, no, I'd pick a bounty all day. The first one I pick out the box is the bounty.
Outrageous.
What's your view on a Mars bar?
What?
What's your view?
What's my view on a Mars bar? Do you know what? I love a Mars bar.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't like a Mars bar. They're too sweet.
I actually think they're underrated. I know they're massively highly rated, but also I don't think anyone really... You don't really see many people just eating a Mars bar these days. Do you? Like everyone goes for like the bit out there, double deckers or the twirls are very popular. I see.
What's your favourite chocolate bar?
I do like an orange twirl, actually.
Yeah, I like an orange twirl. Chocolate orange is delicious. Yeah.
The best chocolate bar ever made was the orange Kit Kat Chunky.
Yes, I'll agree on that.
Which lost to peanut butter.
No, and I hate peanut butter.
I know, so do I. And now they do peanut butter. It's awful. Why is
peanut butter is loved by my household and I hate it. It's awful. Disgusting.
Awful. Jamie Hayes says, genuinely the worst take Az has ever given. I've had a lot of bad takes, mate. I don't think that's even up there. That's probably not even the top 10.
What was the worst bit when he said he doesn't like a bounty or when he said I was a chap?
I think it's the bounty. let's go with the bounty. The bounty one. Yell says, if you live with Az, there'll be no celebrations left. He eats everything so quickly. That's fair.
Do you want to come live with me, Yells? It's nice over here.
Donut fiasco this weekend, mini egg cake. Yeah, to be fair.
Let's stop. Come on. Tell the story about the donut because donuts went to are my favourite.
Have you been to Donut Time?
So I love Donut Time. Donut Time is one of my favourite places. I love a donut. Lee doesn't like donuts, so we're not often allowed to go to Donut Time, but I love Donut Time. It makes me happy. The kids love it too.
Well, she bought a donut from Donut Time.
Yeah. Did you eat it?
Well, I missed the message where she said, we'll split it tomorrow. So I woke up and was like, oh, I'm having that. That's my donut. So I ate the whole thing.
I'd have divorced you immediately.
I also bought a pack of 6 mini egg nest cakes.
You didn't eat all of them?
I just ate them all, yeah. Yeah, good.
I hope you've bought her something better, good to replace these things.
I bought some laundry detergent today. Coconut smell.
So, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah. Heather says bouncy, sick face.
Well, she's in your camp and you're the one that eats things that you're not supposed to. Outrageous.
Jammer says, will you be happy with Muniz with Jimenez back? Any update on Muniz's
not? Yeah, because the thing is with Jimenez back, like, I don't think Muniz is going to get dropped. Like, he's been so, so good. And Jimenez wasn't exactly on fire before he got injured again. And I think, in reality, with a 4.5 forward, or 4.6 now, a 4.6 forward, he is going to be on my bench more times than I'm going to play him because the rest of the front eight are, as you saw in that graphic before. So I think he's going to get minutes in every game and in the fixtures that he's got, he could easily return. And as long as he plays in the week that I play my bench boost, that's all I'm really worried about.
I think Jimenez, he's had a decent-ish season for Fulham, but he's been a bit in and out of the team. He's had some injuries. He's not the same player that he was at Wolves. They've got this player now in Muniz who is like everything. His ability to poach goals and the quality he has, there's absolutely no way he's getting dropped for Jimenez or Broya. He scored like 6 goals in 7 games. Like what more do you want? He's going to help them fly up the table. Fixtures they've got, I think Fulham are going to have a really, really strong end to the season. Not worried about him at all.
Good pick.
Carlos Bambos already got in Salah. Very nice. Would you take in a -4 to bring in Darwin for Tony?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, because I just don't think that Tony's that great a pick moving forward. And I think Darwin is a long-term great option.
Mm.
So I would.
I would as well, I think, as long as he's fit.
Mm.
I do think Tony could get something about against United, though.
Yeah, but I think Darwin could get more against Brighton.
Ah, we're great. We're a great side.
And then longer term, you'd much, much rather have Darwin over Tony.
Yeah, but you're already a bit ahead of the curve by being able to get Salah without a hit. So you could just get Darwin next week against Sheffield United. I'd wait.
I wouldn't. I'm not patient enough. I'd get him now.
You're definitely on one today. Indy Barge says, for you on game week 30 wildcard? Well, and Prem HW as well. Both asking the same question side by side. You've done it, so you're clearly a fan.
I wasn't planning to do it.
Mm.
So my plan was 34. That was the plan. Wild card in, either into 34 or into 33, ready for 34. And I'll be honest, game week 29 was such a disaster.
Live on Scout Channel.
A disaster.
A disaster, very nice.
That I sat, not only was that a disaster, obviously all that stuff that I talked about at the beginning of this stream, plus the regular red card, which sent me over the edge. Plus then I sit down to watch Spurs and I think things can only get better.
Yeah.
My three Spurs players, they can only get better. No. Not only did they get worse, they just ended up in the bin. The whole day was in the bin because my mood just went, as you can imagine. And so for me, I looked at my team that I'd written loads of drafts of like wildcard teams and that I'd done on Plan FPL for game week 34. And then I thought, let's just look at what one looks like now. And there was one or two players different. And I thought, why am I waiting 3 weeks then? I'm going to take a hit for Salah. What's the point? I might as well just get him now on wildcard and be done.
Well, that is the absolute key thing for me, there's not many weeks left of the season to go. Yeah. I mean, look at your wildcard team there. Which players are going to be different? I mean, I know you've just answered that. I'm reinforcing the point that if you wildcard him 30, 31, 32... then it's all going to look the same. Maybe if you wildcard in like 35, because there's going to be new game double game weeks in 37, it might look
a bit better.
But
we'll know that in advance.
Yeah.
And you've got your transfers to work that out. That was my thinking, is that now I've got all these free transfers for game week 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 and 37. I've got seven transfers to get to the perfect bench boost. And I already feel like I'm halfway there, particularly if the fixtures get announced before the 30 deadline, then I'm going to be two-thirds of the way.
I think if you've got your free hit left as well, you're going to be using that probably in 37. You wildcard now. You set yourself up for 34 bench boost and then you're free hitting 37 to maximise the doubles. I think it's such an easy strategy.
I like it. I like the free hit now. I don't even see the point of waiting one more week. That's why I did it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a very good time to wildcard. I think this week or next week. I think
you're doing it?
I don't know. I look at my team. My defence is a joke. I've got Trippier, Kerkez, Doty, Kabore, and Gabriel, right? That is a joke. But my front seven, Son, Saka, Foden, Palmer, Haaland, Watkins, Solanke, that doesn't need touching. I know I haven't got Salah, but that is a pretty decent front seven with Son captain.
Yep.
So do I wildcard this week just to sort my defence out? I probably still will. Do you know what? I think it depends on Trippier. If Trippier is out, I think I have to wildcard because I've got no defenders left. But if he's fit, I might just do Kirkez to a 1 week punt, maybe a Fulham defender, and then Wildcard
Robinson.
In 31. Yeah, and then Wildcard in 31.
Yeah.
Potentially. I don't really know. It's all a bit up in the air.
Fair enough.
Paolo Suarez says, would you go Son or Richarlison on a wildcard? Is Son locked in the wildcard?
I've not locked in on him. He's in there because he's the most expensive of the Spurs assets, so I wanted to budget for him. I'm not wed to it being Son, and I'm not planning to keep him long term. So it's basically So
poor Son.
I know.
What's he done to you?
Absolutely nothing. He's the captain of my club. The man is a legend. I love him dearly. He's the nicest man in football. But the Spurs fixtures massively shift soon. And he's a lot of money. And that money could be spent differently on like the likes of Foden or whoever it is that... Again, it's good. We're going to have to wait and see when these doubles land, aren't we? But for me, it is a Son, Richarlison, Maddison conversation because I'd add Maddison to the mix here as well. Like, I'm not sure which one of the three I'm going to go with. I think probably because I'm not planning to keep long term, I probably will go with Son this time around. But obviously, it's going to depend on how people get back from international duty. Son played yesterday, got through that game fine, scored a goal, lovely. Maddison's away on international duty as well at the moment with England, doesn't play till tomorrow. Richarlison, you know, he could be a great option as well. We've got to see on his fitness levels. Obviously, he's coming back from injury. So
he's a lot of money, Son. He's a lot of money. And midfielder spots from 31 are. I mean, you know, Arsenal have got Luton at home, for example. So you could wildcard in 31, keep Son for the Luton game in 30, wildcard in 31, take a punt on an Odegaard or a Havertz for that 1 week, and then in game week 33, City have got Luton at home. So you could you can play around with that spot a little bit. Go for Son, move him to an Arsenal mid, then move him to a City mid as well. So I think that's one of the advantages of waiting maybe on the wildcard is you keep Son and then move.
Yeah. Him. So I didn't have any Spurs players before my best part of the reason for
wildcard. What is happening in the world?
I know, right? Didn't have a Spurs attacker. Well, that's a bit of a lie. I had Van de Ven. But I didn't have a Spurs attacker. And I was like, I can't not have a Spurs attacker. I'm going there to watch them play against Luton. Like, I've got to have a Spurs attacker for that game. My first wildcard draft had Richarlison. My second one had Maddison. And my third one, I thought, no, let's just get Son. Because actually, at that point, you've got the most expensive of the assets. So you can... You can make sure that you can afford anybody. So we'll see how everyone travels back from international duty and make a decision then. But I think, like you said, there are so many great options for that midfielder slot that I'm unlikely to hold a Spurs midfielder beyond probably sell him next week, to be honest. I'll probably come out of it and sell him for probably Foden. So that I've got him set up in ready for the coming weeks, and then that leaves some money in the bank. Whereas obviously if you go for a Richarlison or a Maddison, you just have to consider price points, that's all.
Evan Chowdhury says a comment which I saw Andy Let's Talk post earlier, which was game week 30 is the last week to have Salah differential captain. Yeah, his ownership's going to be low, isn't he? He's got up in price, but he's
significantly. He's just 0.1.
He's probably only going to be about 25-30% EO, I'd say, which is definitely the lowest he's probably has ever been. Yeah, I just Luton at the moment. The amount of goals they're conceding.
The Salah, I can't captain anyone else. The Salah pick. I mean, I always have a rule as well that I go to Spurs, I captain somebody I'm going to watch, but I can't get Salah out of my head. I think he's the best captain.
There's a song there. I know. I reckon. Dr. David says, who are the best defender picks for the run-in? Well, again, let's come over to your wildcard, see who you've gone with. Doggy Gusto, Zabani, Saliba, Lascelles.
Chelsea and Arsenal, I think, are up there. Lascelles, the fixtures are great. Like, they sit right up the top of the fixture ticker. And with the Botman injury, I kind of think, well, surely that locks Lascelles back in again. And at 3.9, perfect, right? So, Udogie I've got just for this game against Luton. And then I'm probably, it could be a double up on the Chelsea defence, like in that draft that you created. It could be, I've already got double up with Arsenal with having Raya. So, I can't go for another Arsenal defender. But that's the other option, is to go with like a Ben White in the Udogie spot and then have somebody different in goal. And again, it's going to depend a little bit on your chip strategy, isn't it, with the sort of fourth and the fifth defenders, because it's when you choose to play that bench boost chip that you would want them to have.
I haven't got it.
I want them to have a double. The other thing is, the other pick so Connor Bradley's not there at the moment. I want a bit more word on Trent, but because I do really like the Bradley pick. If Trent's going to be out for a little bit longer still, then I really like the Bradley pick and I'll probably go for him because it's a bit of a struggle. So Virgil van Dijk is definitely an option. But he's just that little bit more expensive and I wanted to stay relatively cheap at the back to allow this creation that is up top.
Evan says it's Lascelles nailed. They can play Burn centre-back and Livramento left-back.
But they don't. And when they were injured before, they played Lascelles and Lascelles was really unlucky to lose his spot. Lascelles, I think, will play. And to be honest, in the fifth, it's either him or Charlie Taylor in that fifth defender slot, and the fixtures for Newcastle are way, way better than the fixtures for Burnley, and Burnley don't double and Newcastle do double. So yes, they can play Burn centre back and Livramento, but they won't.
Has Burn ever played centre back under Howe? I feel like he don't constantly use it left back unless like in an emergency.
I think it would have to be an emergency. He always plays Lascelles there, and I don't know why you wouldn't play Lascelles there when you've got him there. You makeshift with the other two, whereas that's his spot.
If Harry says the only thing is Burn getting cooked every week. Yeah, he's been getting cooked every week entire season. Still hasn't been dropped.
But also, does it matter? Like, you're not going to necessarily start him every week. So, it's fine.
I think
3.9.
It'd be more likely. 3.9. If Burn gets dropped, it would just be Livramento coming in at left back.
Which is way better for Lascelles anyway.
Lascelles did all right, didn't he, when he was playing at centre back over the season. So,
I think it's fine. They actually did keep some clean sheets there.
Here's one for you. James C., who's the best successor for Klopp? That's an easy one, isn't it?
As
me, I could do a job there.
Alonso,
it has to be, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's about to win the Bundesliga with Leverkusen. He knows the history of the club.
You can be his deputy.
His assistant. I have absolutely zero ties to Liverpool whatsoever, but they want me there. You know,
imagine if they want me there, then I'm there.
You
can't assist Alonso in managing Liverpool.
Well, there's that kid, isn't there? That 30-year-old kid, he's not really a kid. He's a 30-year-old and he's been given a job because he played a lot of Football Manager. See that story?
No.
Yeah. He sent his CV on and he was like top Football Manager. And so they offered him a job and he did really well.
Amazing.
I may have embellished some of that story. But there's some truth to it. Look it up.
I will do when I
go. Guy who got a managerial job through Football Manager. I'm not completely, making that.
Yeah, it'll be Alonso, surely.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think it has to be. Evan Chowdhury again says go for Van Heek instead of Lascelles. Two double game weeks, according to predictions. To be fair, we are about as bad defensively as Newcastle are. He's not an awful pick, Van Heek.
He's not a brilliant pick either, though, is he?
No, but
he's more expensive than Lascelles, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Dubravka than Lascelles, though. Because I think Pope's out for another few months.
End of the month. End of April.
I already had a setback.
Yeah, end of April now. It was the beginning of April. It's now the end of April.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like the 30th of April is due back in. Okay, it was the 6th. Believe me, I've been checking because I need somebody to be my second goalkeeper for game week 37. So I've been keeping an eye on Dubravka because that was my original plan.
Sounds very made up that a 38-year-old kid gets a job because he was good at Football Manager. It does, doesn't it? I'm not going to lie. Guy gets job.
Are you Googling it now?
Yeah. Yeah, first thing that comes up. From Will Still. Google Will Still. From beating Pierce in a computer game to holding them to a draw in real life. Yeah, he's in the French league. That's it.
Where?
Yeah, I didn't make this up.
Which club is he at?
I don't know if he's still there. If he's surprised if he was. He was at Rennes in France.
And he's still there or not?
Will Still is his name, David. Thank you very much. See, I'm not talking complete rubbish.
This is unbelievable.
I told you.
Will Still.
30-year-old kid as well. I stand by that as well. Steve Hawk, people know about it. Sean Horn was that manager still in France, was our Football Manager. There you go. See, I'm not talking complete rubbish. Question from Lalek Sam, bench Tony or Bowen?
Sorry, I'm Googling Will Still now.
I told you.
Bench Bowen.
West Ham have got...
Who have West Ham got?
They've got Newcastle away. So he'd be up against Dan Burn.
I think I'd still bench Tony. I'd play Bowen. I just don't trust Tony at the minute.
Yeah, I'd bench Bowen. I can't even speak today.
Come on.
I wouldn't do that. I would bench Tony. I would play Bowen. Because I think up against Newcastle, you play your attackers. I would definitely do that. Oh, yeah, Dave Emin, club got fined every week. He didn't have his coaching badges. That's the bit I forgot to say. Yeah, because he didn't have the right license. He kept getting fined, but he kept winning. So they kept him on.
Is he still the head coach there?
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Amazing. What a story. See, there's hope for all of us. There's hope for all of us, yeah.
Took over in... This is madness. Why did I not know this story?
I don't know.
In fact, I did know the story about the manager that kept getting fined.
Yeah.
I did know that.
See, you all thought I was lying. But...
Head coach, this is mental. I need to pay more attention to what's going on in the French league, clearly.
Clearly you do. Let's take one more question. And that is going to come from Paulo Diego Romario. Best fourth and fifth mid for the next five game weeks.
Well, on budget, Palmer's going to be the fourth. If you do it on price points, because you're going to have Salah, Saka and Son, probably.
Yeah.
So that makes Palmer the fourth. And I think the fifth one is more contentious. And again, this is going to depend on where the doubles sit. But Gordon, I think, is a good option. I think Garnacho is a good option as well. If you want somebody even cheaper still. You've got players like Declan Rice.
Declan Rice? Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
We're cheap. Cheap and nice fixtures and, you know, potential option there. I still quite like the Rodri pick as well in the fifth midfielder spot. I think it's a cheap way into more City.
Anthony Gordon has blanked in one home fixture all season.
I know, that's why he's there.
And he plays three home fixtures in his next four games.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've got him there.
So I like him. I like Garnacho as well. I've had Garnacho for ages. I managed to bench his two halls and play him in the others. Of course, it's been my season.
Standard, yeah.
But he looks a good option, very cheap. And I also like Eze as well for Palace.
Eze?
Yeah, it's quite a good run. Like, for example, you could wildcard this week. You could bench Saka for Eze because Eze's got Forest.
You're so going to wildcard this week.
Combogler says Eze as well. Yeah, I like Eze. I like Gordon. I like Garnacho. And then I think Palmer, Salah, Son, Saka picks itself if you're wildcarding this week. If you're wildcarding next week, then I think that Son spot is a little bit tricky. Because you could go for Diaz, for example, like at Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Target that game.
As soon as the Luton game's done, I think you could lose Son.
Yeah. And Kieran White says, anyone looking at Havertz? Definitely. I'd love to bring Havertz in. Absolutely love it, yeah. Honestly, I might wait a week because I could bring in Havertz at home to Luton. I'd love to give him that. That'd be so fun. So fun.
If you beat me this season based on Havertz.
That's what the people want, Sam.
What, for you to beat me?
Well, yeah.
The people want bounty bars. Specifically with Havertz. Very clear.
Lovely
people
stuff.
Like a bounty.
The people, well, they don't. No one likes a bounty.
They do.
Awesome. That's it. That's it for us.
I want one now.
Go get one.
I'm going to shout out to Lee.
Probably got about 20 boxes of celebrations in the house with like just loads of bounties because no one else wants them.
That's not true because if there's a box of celebrations in the house, I eat all the bounties.
Ah, okay.
But in like half an hour, I've got to go and pick up the kids. They're at cinema night at the minute, so I've got to go and pick them up. And there's a little shop right near their school that does sell like... Yeah, but it sells the large ones. You know, that I've got like two bounty bars in together. They always make me happy. Yeah. Mm.
Mm. That's like really... Mars bars. That surprised me.
I find them too sweet.
Right.
There's too much sweetness in there with the caramel and it's just too much. It makes my nose feel funny.
I like a Mars bar. I stand by it. Underrated. I went for a phase where I was eating like a Mars bar a day.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, and I've had to
especially
like cut
not got
back.
Diabetes.
I know. I had to cut back because it was... They are very sweet. They're quite a lot. Mm.
When I like a Kit Kat, and when we were on holiday, we brought home some birthday cake flavoured Kit Kats.
Oh yeah!
But they're very sweet. Like they make my teeth a bit like. Ooh.
Have you been to Japan?
No.
They. I mean, I've never been to Japan, but I had somebody who went to Japan and came back, and they bought like
the
20 different flavours of Kit Kats.
Yeah, they love
some of them were
there.
Really. Yeah, some of them were like really weird. They were like, I don't know.
We had plans of going.
Flavor.
Yeah, we had plans of going to Japan this summer because it's a big birthday for a certain member of this household this year. And but we
4-0. Don't tell him.
Not for me. Let's be
not
clear.
For you. No, not for
me.
You.
Not yet. I'm not yet. But yeah, certain member of this household, Mr. Bonfield, is it's getting old this year. So we were planning to go out there this summer, but oh my gosh, it's so expensive. Mm. So I think it's on delay for a couple of years while we try and save for it.
Well, when you do, well, you just got back from Disneyland, so, you know.
Yeah, but Dad paid for that.
I'll get the violins out.
Oh, we could have afforded that. Blimey, how much did he got to get paid? Goodness.
Amazing stuff. Right, let's call it there. We will be back again next week to talk a bit more about your wild cards. See which
on Thursday. Minute,
on Thursday, yes. Obviously, it's Easter over the weekend, so I'll be back in Essex. You'll be doing kid-related stuff.
Egg hunts.
Egg hunts and things like that. Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll see you then. But yeah, thanks everyone for joining us. Make sure you like the stream. Give us a comment as well. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Check out Fantasy Football Scout to help you with all your planning ahead of Game Week 30. And Sam and I will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.